Right, well, last night we had some torrential rain here in Cork, and it's resulted in flooding in parts of the county, parts of the city, and also where I live in Glanmire. Now, I slept through the entire downpour. I went to bed early last night, it was absolutely wrecked, and I've managed to sleep through what was quite a dramatic and noisy event. So I wake up this morning and to find that everybody's talking about the torrential rain, which of course I knew nothing about. Reminds me of the time that I slept through a burglary that was happening right below my bed, when somebody actually threw a brick through a window and smashed a rather large window, and I slept through that as well. Anyway, so I was delayed taking my daughter to school because I wasn't sure what the situation was on the roads, because all the information I was getting was a little bit confused. So I'm down in Hazelwood, the Glanmire shopping centre near my daughter's school, and I'm just crossing over. So the shopping centre is actually divided into two parts, and it's divided by the river. And on the one side where my daughter's school is, everything is fine. The Super Value is open, the post office is open, the credit union is open, it's dry, no problem there. The other half, I have to say though, as I'm crossing over the bridge, and you can just hear the water from the river. And it is flowing at a rate of knots, I tell you. Okay, over on the Cafe Bever side and the library side, things are not as good. In fact, things are pretty grim. I can see, oh my goodness, okay. I can see, oh hang on, here's somebody who works at the cafe. Hello.
Yeah, how are you?
Hello, is it flooded?
Yeah. Fairly badly. God,
really badly. Because I can see the water there where it must have got.
Yeah, the floors, everything. Should the wall back here has already been taken down.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, that's terrible for John. Oh, my goodness.
Everywhere's the same. All the businesses are the same.
Except, and then on that side, everything's fine.
Nobody got
touched
up there.
No,
yeah.
No.
Well,
madness. That is terrible.
Clean up now is starting.
Yeah. And have you any idea what's going to happen next, how long it will take?
Well, I'd say weeks. Sure, it's all electrical stuff that has already been damaged and stuff, so...
So the whole thing is going to have to come out and be
redone again, yeah.
And you'd never have thought here we'd have that problem.
No, but we got no warning either about it.
No.
So,
Oh my goodness. Oh, is John there, is he?
He is, he's just over there out the back doing a bit of hosing, yeah.
Oh, okay, so well, I'll
start somewhere anyway.
Oh, that's terrible news.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thanks for that.
No problem there.
So, so this side of the Hazelwood and sort of Glanmire shopping centre is flooded. I can see the water would have risen 2 feet. I can see the water line along the businesses would have risen 2 feet over the far side of where I'm standing, and at Cafe Bever itself, oh my goodness, it looks like 3 feet. It is awful. So the businesses here will have been affected very, very badly. And so that's just really, really terrible. I can see the owner of Cafe Bever, John McCarthy there in Wellington's, and with brush and everything. I can't actually get to him. There is that much water and mud. I'm wearing shoes rather than boots, so I can't actually get anywhere near him. Okay, so that's the situation here at Hazelwood. I'm just going to walk on and give you a description of the road to the shopping centre. So if you're listening to this and you need to get down to, say, the Bank of Ireland, Spick and Span, the dentist, the library, the bookmakers, Saffron, all these places, I would imagine, are not going to be open today, just simply because of the flooding. It is awful. I'm just walking past an estate agent's and they're mucking out. Don Murphy's here. And, I see a mother whose daughter is in my daughter's class. Hang on a second. Okay, quick conversation there with the mother of one of the children who's in my daughter's class, and she lives very near an area that has been incredibly flooded, an estate, Meadowbrook, and we drove past it to get to school, which is not my normal route, because I didn't get through my normal route because of the flooding. And it is heartbreaking. The water is up to the tops of cars' roofs almost. It really is awful. Okay, I've just walked to, what would this be, the R639? This is the R639 that I'm looking at, and it is flooded. So the R639 is flooded just at the junction with Hazelwood. Now, I have seen cars go through down the road. We didn't. We say again. At the crossroads. There's a guard. Go slow. But I don't know how far beyond. So we have somebody who is going to try to drive now through the water, and I'm just going to pause to shoot some video. Okay. Just to resume. I've walked back, I'm crossing back over the river now. I've just spoken to John McCarthy, who owns Cafe Beva. They're not sure yet how much damage has been done internally in terms of, they just need to see. They just need, at the moment, they're just mopping out before they can actually see the full extent of the damage. He's hoping to be back in business on Monday. But he doesn't know. It all really depends on how extensive the damage is inside. And of course, they can't really make a call on that until they've got rid of all the water and all the muck and the mud. Just awful. Just, you know, to see businesses like this affected so badly. And you see it on television a lot, certainly in County Cork, which is very prone to flooding. Along its rivers, but it's the first time, I guess, that it's happened in my community like this. And it's, you know, I'm not directly affected. I'm very lucky. I live at the top of a hill, so I don't get affected by the flooding. But it is, it's very, it does affect you when you see people in your community, you know, affected by it. And yes. So there we are, just some thoughts. I've also shot some video of the situation here in Glanmire this morning. The main road through Glanmire is passable, as far as I know, up until Riverstown. There is a big, big, big splash of water on the road, but people seem to be negotiating that okay. But it will take a bit longer to get through town. Later on today, I'm travelling to West Cork, and I'll have to go on the ring road and through the tunnel, and I gather there are major problems around the Sarsfield area, so we will see what happens there. Anyway, just a bit of citizen reporting there for you. I hope you're well where you are, and dry and safe.